broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maben and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So you survived the apocalypse.
We made it.
You survived the Calipari era. You survived this basketball season, officially.
Let's go.
Steve Rubbage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, I had a good time. Listen, I got to go yesterday, and listen, I met me and Charity and Xavier. We met Elijah, my oldest son, and his girlfriend, Lila. She was there, and his mom and her boyfriend, and we all met up at the park there in Mount Washington. Mm-hmm. Nowhere near you. It was far, far away from you. And just, I don't know why I do that. You're going to have to move.
Oh, don't worry, I am.
Yeah, because you're going witness protection from me. Not from anybody else, just from me. You moving to Norton Commons with me? We'll talk about it later. But anyways, we went over to the park there in Mount Washington, man, and we had a great time. We watched the clips and stuff, and
did he take off his glasses?
The funniest thing, no, he didn't, but the funniest thing was watching Xavier, because Xavier was so hyped for the eclipse, right? And then it got dark. And Xavier was like, okay, you know how they say, like, we have a friend. Charity is doing clinicals right now with a nurse practitioner friend of ours, right? And her name's Heather. They live on a big farm. And she's like, when an eclipse happens, she's like, the animals kind of freak out. Because they're like, my clock is off. It's nighttime, but I know it's not nighttime. And they're kind of like, whoa. Xavier, when the eclipse happened, he was like, whoa, it started getting colder. You know, the wind started picking up. He was like, yeah, I don't like this. Yeah. He was like, I'm not a fan at all. So yeah, it was unique to watch it, because he was like, yeah, it's an eclipse. And it was like, okay,
I could see that
the world might actually be ending. What's happening here? And it was kind of cloudy. So it was kind of ominous, man. We're just sitting there with cone of ice.
True American.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Nikki, how did you experience the eclipse?
It was fun. I just poked my head out. It went right till, 3 o'clock, the V show. So I, right when it ended, I went out there. Jeanette brought me my glasses, which was nice. She brought me lunch and my glasses because I left them at home. And James also had a pair. I gave them to the Jimmy John's crew because they were all, sharing a pair. And so I did it, though, the same thing I did in 2017. It's cool. Looked at it through the glasses. And then I was like, how bright could it possibly be? Took the glasses off, and I was seeing spots for a while.
It's not about it being bright. It's about the fact that it dims enough that you can actually look at it a little bit.
That's what I was trying to do. I was like, it's dim enough, but it's still,
damage is happening. That's what people don't like. It's not like there's some crazy, like, ah!
I'm glad that it's over. So now I can say what I have to say without facing any lawsuits or any men in black coming to see me.
Okay.
I hesitate. I wanted to say this yesterday, but I held my tongue. Have you ever heard of, like, sun gazing? It's supposed to be a thing. I'll put it this way. I'm not a doctor. None of this is advice or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. Sun gazing. Allegedly, it is a lot healthier than people think.
To look at the sun.
To look at the sun, right?
That makes sense. Serotonin.
Okay, stuff like
vitamin
that.
D.
Yeah. Like if we're really serious about this, and say, the sun activates your pineal gland and all that kind of stuff, right?
But do I have to look right at it?
we're just standing in the theoretical.
Okay.
If you believe this kind of thing, you know.
Okay.
If you believe the alternate science.
Holistic.
Thank you. I like it. There's no way that it's not healthy to look at this eclipse. The way they give out free glasses all over this planet to blind your eyes.
Oh yeah.
When has something Steve, I'll just talk to you on this one.
Okay.
When has something mass distributed ever really been in favor of the people?
Oh God, here we go.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
watching them give out free glasses everywhere literally made me say, I don't think I want to wear these. There's no way that this could be healthy for me.
Yeah.
The masses. Does that make sense?
Well, I paid for mine.
Well, you got screwed. They were available.
Actually, charity picked them up at like Walmart like 2 months ago. I was like, why are you grabbing these? And then sure enough, I was like, oh, yeah, that's why we got them.
get them out here.
Yeah. No, that's fair. That's why my dad just throws a welder's helmet on.
Which is the most badass way to look at it.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Versace's.
Yeah. Did you guys get a photo of it, like, through the glasses? I actually kind of took a video, and I got it through the glasses. But I got a friend who's a photographer.
Why would you do that?
He's got...
Let's just hold the phone to the sun.
Because, like, you can't get the filter right.
And when you look at it as a recording, it's not going to burn you.
But you can't see anything. It's just super bright. But I got this friend who's a photographer, and he got, like, a badass photo. Because he had, like, the proper lens for
it. Oh, yeah.
It looked amazing. It looked really cool. But they also went to a place of, what's it called, Totality.
Mm.
They went to one of the those spots. And so they got a really cool photo of it.
I think Indiana... Didn't Indiana have it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was Evansville,
like,
I think.
Like Santa Claus. Right?
Yeah.
You know, the next one they're already planning for in like 2040 something. It goes through Orlando. Like Disney and Universal have already been like, oh, yeah. You know, they're 20 years.
They're already selling T-shirts.
Yeah. Tickets.
See you in 2040.
Yeah. See you in 2045 or whenever.
Your dad said it won't happen in 40 years, or did he say 20 years?
I don't know.
But yesterday he said 40. I don't know.
I was hoping 40. I don't know. But dad's convinced he'll be dead when the next one happens. So
just whenever it is.
It could be next year. And dad's like, nope, I'm gone.
Whenever they announce it, I got to go one day before it hits.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm out. So I'm like, all right. Let's see. A couple in the park we were at had welding helmets. Yeah, I know. Yeah, Nick blinded himself looking at the sun. Love it.
It's probably getting superpowers to just look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Just start seeing into the future.
Yeah, just Spider-Man. Or you'd been able to see the firmament.
That's a good point.
Put on these glasses.
That's a good point.
Whatever you do.
They had,
don't take them off, Steve.
Yeah, do not.
Do not look at this guy.
They had, what was that? I saw a plane going by. And I was like, man, that'd be awesome.
To be on a plane.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool. Yeah, that'd be real cool.
Yes. People got to.
Somebody got to get a photo.
Totality.
Totality.
That's what I think about. Every time I hear it, I'm like, yeah.
Okay. Game last night.
Yeah, man. It was, man, what? First off, what a big man. We get a bunch of pictures now. 2045. Yeah. No, man, I mean, big man matchup was awesome.
Big man matchup.
Yeah, watching Kling in and Edie. It was just...
Were you being mean to Edie?
Yeah.
That shoulder bump, that shoulder charge is just like, that's just cheaty.
Mm.
Not Edie.
Yeah.
That's cheaty.
Yeah, it really is, man. It's like, come on.
I mean, he's shoulder bumping people in the mouth.
Yeah, and he just clears out. And then he goes up for a shot. It's like, well, yeah.
You know what else he does on his hook shot? He's moving people's arm out the way.
Yes. Just like, and you just, it's like, because he's so big, he gets away with it? I don't know.
What about that push in the back early on where Danny Hurley went crazy?
Yeah. You're talking about where he reached out.
When you push him in the back and he ended up getting the rebound.
Oh, yes.
And
Hurley made it clear early. He was like, I'm going to be all over y'all. Yeah.
But here's the thing. You and I both said it. this game is going to be about how they call it.
Yeah. Nick, can you open up phone lines, maybe? I don't know. Just if, just in case anybody wants to call in.
I swear it's doing that automatically.
Hypothetically, if anybody wants to call in, now you can call in. 81-50-93-9. But yeah, no, it was
38-31-93-9 is the text line.
It was the UConn game, man. Listen, it was a good game until it wasn't. That's what UConn's
that's,
did.
That's the story of UConn.
Yeah, every game you turn on, and it's pretty much like, I think there was one game maybe against San Diego State that they just ate them alive from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I mean, this tournament's been like, you tune in 15 minutes in, you're like, man, it's a close game. You tune in 30 minutes later, and you're like, wow, UConn's up 17-18. Mm-hmm. And it was like, they just choked them out. They did it again last night, man.
It's funny, halftime. You know, by the way, the end game timeout talking to the coaches. It's just like,
oh, I hate it.
Yeah, it's just like, I don't know. Is it just the sports purist in me that hates it so much? Like, what do regular fans want to hear what the coach has to say? 10 minutes into the game,
I don't really, because you're not going to get anything. Other than, I mean, like,
it's even so intrusive.
Yeah, even seeing Dan Hurley last night, kind of, he's like just done screaming his face off at somebody, and he's just like, yep, well, you know, we got to do better than this. And he walks back, it's like, okay.
During at halftime, when they ask him about, you know, he's like, I kind of like the tempo of the game.
Yeah.
And he talked about that, and he's like, hopefully we can keep them going at our tempo and we can wear them down and they'll be a little tired late. And man, it was crazy, because I'm like, towards the end, you saw Edie miss the free throw and you're like, oh. And then you see, you know, a big shot, Purdue. Bank one.
Yeah.
And you just saw them withering. Were you surprised that, listen, 13-point game with a minute 20 to go, and they just like, we're done?
Oh, yeah. I mean, like even Edie one time, like, I saw Klingon get a rebound, or he got it up underneath, and Edie just let him go up. It was like, you're not beating that team,
they,
man.
They knew.
Yeah, like they're,
again,
they're too patient. They're too good. Like,
you know what I was impressed with, too? They made a couple turnovers on the full court press against Purdue, right? Mm-hmm. They threw some good, long, strong passes across the court against the press. They were very confident with their passes against the press. And I was surprised. Like, normally coaches don't let you throw some of those passes, you know, dangerous passes. They didn't mind getting trapped in the corner on the inbounds passes. Like, that was impressive.
Oh, no, absolutely.
Okay, if you could take two of the UConn traits and add them to your team.
Oh, my gosh, man. I mean, the thing is I don't think it's something that you have to pick from. I mean, I think when you watch Pat Kelsey and you watch College of Charleston, I mean, I think you see it's going to be a lot of the same stuff. I mean, the way he runs.
Those were some creative sets, too.
Yeah.
With the long passes, like, you never know which guy's going to take the back.
Coming out of a timeout, man. He's just, it was. Come, sorry. I'll tell you about that later, what I'm watching out there. But yeah, no. Listen, coming out of timeouts, anything, it was like, man, anytime they needed a bucket. They got a good shot. Even if the shot didn't go in, they got a really good shot on a good set. I mean, even when the dude from, which was incredible putback dunk from the dude from Purdue. I mean, that was just awesome.
Yeah.
Great moment for the white race. I mean, like, yeah.
He's going to have that one.
Yeah. And he like cuffed it. It was like, whoa.
Yeah, you need a mural of that.
Yeah. And that was just, you couldn't time that more perfect. But even after that, man, UConn gets it in. They run a good set. They get a shot. It misses. Guy flies in, gets a rebound, puts it back, scores. It's like, man, that's how you do it. I mean, that's college basketball right there, man. Like, you can't draw it up better than that. They're calm enough on a moment where somebody does that.
They were very poised.
Yeah, and that's one of those dunks that, my God, if you turn it over there and they go hit a shot, it's like, all right, boys, It's like a 9-point game now, man.
They're not just going to go away. Yeah, you know that, right?
And they just calmly come down, get a good set. Like I said, they didn't score off the set, but they got a good look, and then just fly in, freshman, rebound, put back.
It looked like that was the reason.
Actually, I think he put it back twice. He put it back once, missed it, got his own rebound, and then put it back.
They stayed so calm because it's like, no, we're getting good shots.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's when you look to Louisville and you say, okay, now let me look at Pat Kelsey. What's Pat Kelsey say? He says, we draw up our offense to get the highest percentage shots on the floor. Sometimes that's going to be close to the rim. Sometimes it's not. But we're going to get our guys in their highest percentage make area. And that's how we draw up our offense. And it's like, man, you do that, and then you just have enough of them that are dogs that can go get the misses because it's basketball.
Yeah, and they don't. It wasn't a lot of beating your man to score, you know, straight up.
Yeah.
It was, you know, you didn't see a lot of dribbling. Like,
no.
Like, I mean, they were dribbling to get stuff initiated, but it wasn't.
Everybody thinks, you know, you like, okay, the dribble drive, all right, just go get athletes and outscore them. Well, there was a little stretch where that was kind of in college basketball here in the last decade. It's gone now, man.
Dying right back out.
Yeah, the college basketball team. College basketball, like I said, the one and done rule kind of threw college basketball into a shock for about 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now you are seeing college basketball come back. You know, like, and it's like, here we are.
When you say pro game, college basketball, this is one. What's the word? The word I want to say is I probably misnomer. Change a little bit of the linguistics of saying college is starting to look like pros, but it's starting to look like European pros.
Yeah.
Not NBA pro.
Yep.
And NBA pro is starting to look like European pro.
Yeah.
So that's the direction you're going with the sets.
Oh, 100%.
Oh.
I mean, but that's, again, I keep bringing it back to Louisville because the season's over and that's what I care about now.
No. This is day one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
this
yeah.
Is day
you're
one.
Right, you're right.
Of
new season is starting.
Today.
That's a good point. and I say, well, and that's why I've got an international guy on my bench. And that's why I'm going to have international flavor on my team.
Who's the next recruit to take us into the new era?
Well, that's what a poopy time for a dead period. For us. I'm like, come on. What are we doing here?
Dead period, what, Thursday?
Yeah, which we can still get commits. I mean, guys can still. Actually, I think you can still talk to players. But I think it's like only digital, like over.
Yeah, Facebook or FaceTime.
Yeah. I don't think.
No in-home visits.
Yeah, no, and they can't come here and visit, you know.
Don't get caught tampering again.
Or do.
You can tamper, just don't get caught.
Yeah.
But there's only like three rules in all of NCAA, and it's like, just don't.
Just don't break one of those. Yeah.
There's literally three rules that they're still serious about.
Yesterday, Ronnie Hamilton from LSU.
Ah.
Added to the staff.
What do you know about Ronnie Hamilton?
Well, I know he was at Ole Miss. He brought in one of the highest rated classes that Ole Miss has ever had. Went to LSU with McMahon. He's brought in multiple, you know.
Big time.
Yeah, I'd be lying if I told you I knew everything about Ronnie Hamilton, you know. But, yeah, when you look at his track record, I say.
He's a guard guy.
That's a good hire. Yeah. Yeah, that is true, man. He really. Sorry, I was looking at something there, too. Yeah, you can tell he goes after. He was from Duke. That's where he graduated from.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if he played ball there. I guess he did.
Been
with Jay Will.
Yeah, when you say the names, I'm like, surely we cross paths. You know,
at some point. He'd be right in your, says he went to LSU after 4 years with Ole Miss. He had served prior to that as an assistant coach at Middle Tennessee.
So is he going to be the big dog recruiter that you wanted?
I mean, I think.
Added to the staff?
I think so. I mean, this is a good, and it seems like he's got a lot of connections in the South, which I like. He worked with guards at Ole Miss. I mean, it said earning all SEC honors four times. He helped recruit a top 20 class for Ole Miss in 19, the highest rated class in school history. The 2020 and 2021 classes also had the highest rated recruits the program had signed. Yeah, so, I mean, listen, he participated in the prestigious Top Connect Basketball Synopsium, which is annually identifies the top assistant basketball coaches in the country.
Symposium?
Symposium. What? I'm an idiot.
Keep going. Keep going. Let's cover it up.
I'm not going to. No, actually, I'm done. Y'all don't need to know about that. I'm going to move on. I don't care what it did. Something with mid-majors and athletic directors. Okay, good for him. Stupid. Stupid is what it is. It's stupid. That's what you shouldn't be doing. Anyways, Drew's probably going to fire me now. I just lost my job.
Just keep going.
I know. Now I don't even want to talk about it. But, yeah, no, I mean, listen, you go down his file, I mean, he's been at places like Tarleton. He went to Citadel, Tulane, Houston, Middle Tennessee, Ole Miss, and then LSU, and now Louisville. It's pretty good. I mean, that's what you want to see, man. That's what you want to see. So, yeah, I mean, I feel pretty confident. Well, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and act like I know everything about him, mm-hmm. you know. But, I mean, when you read that, and you can go read, I mean, I'm reading from his bio, you mm-hmm. know. But you can go look at it, man, do a little deep dive into him, and you say, okay. And, like I said, I mean, a Duke guy. I mean, like, he's a smart dude.
Yeah, comes with a reputation.
Yeah, yeah. So he signed a free agent contract with the New York Giants. Corn. He played football. Mm-hmm. He played football at Duke. Mm-hmm. How about that? There you go. It's awesome. So, yeah, it's good. Like I said.
Are they done with the assistant coaches? How they filled out?
A lot of people saying, oh, okay, I'm seeing everybody now saying, played football at Duke. Played football at Duke. Symposium. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just
what a stupid word. No, what a stupid word to be in the English.
When you said
what's that even mean?
Yeah, when you said
municipalities. Synopsium.
Drag me right into it.
Yeah. Stupid. Stupid dictionary.
Assistant coaching, is it filled out?
No. No, I think you still got a couple more spots. I mean, now the three and him, but I think you still have like one or two more spots,
like bench spots, or
I don't know that there'll be bench spots because listen, the strength coach is here.
Strength coach.
He's not been announced yet, but he's here.
Medical guy.
Yeah, I mean, you'll have that. Mm-hmm. Then you'll have, of course, you'll have people that was kind of in the role that Reese and some of the ones that were behind the bench that can be on the court guys. Yep. I think those are guys you'll see. That's where I wouldn't mind seeing some local flavor, like a Lieberman or like a, you know, somebody like that. I think would be smart for Coach Kelsey to find someone he can trust. Mm-hmm. That's why I bring Lieberman up, because I think him and Lieberman have known each other from the past.
Okay,
somebody like that that knows the area. Mm-hmm. I think it would be smart, again, and he can go his own way, but I think it would be smart on his behalf to find somebody like that here that knows that that's an on-the-court guy that can also be a bridge between your Peytons and your Russes mm-hmm. and your, you know, yeah, this guy, you know what I'm saying? So,
Jay.
A lot of people have talked about that guy. I don't know how you say his name. God knows I'm not going to say it, but the guy from West Virginia, it's like Jay Koontz.
Okay.
But, yeah, a lot of people have brought him up. I'll admittedly, I don't know very much about him, but I've seen his name a lot floated up there. I mean, so I'm sure that would be a, you know, because you do need a GM role. So, yeah, I mean, Siva, I think Siva would be good to have. Somebody, you know, I mean.
100%.
But, again, I would just be throwing names out, you know, at that point. Just, I mean, of course, like, why aren't you ever
apply for any of that?
Yeah,
because this is fun.
I know, and I don't want shoes, coach.
Yeah, huh? I'll be an analyst.
Okay,
I do it already.
Yeah, I was gonna say, just want me in practice. They're gonna hire me just to heckle the team,
heckle your home fans, and then get them ready for road games. Be the home heckler. The prep heckler.
I just said, they're like, hey, Steve, you just sitting here and you just talk as like a fan.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd be the Louisville fan heckler.
Yeah, Grain, you are trash. I've watched you in four possessions listen, you're supposed to be this best shooter. You're an international guy. That's all you do is shoot threes.
What did the guy
jackass?
What did the guy yell behind us all the time?
God, he always yells at the big man. Shooter. Oh my gosh, dude, the big man. He would just be like,
"Go to the basket,
rebound." What are you doing, Malik? And I'm like, listen, Malik pisses me off as much as anybody, but I, you know,
go to the basket. I tell you what,
you're white, you're Australian. I brought you in here to do one thing.
It's a free throw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, I wish you missed the free throw.
Quick commercial break. 93.9 The Ville. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Raymond. 8150 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Let me take a second while we're rolling along, while it's heating up in the booth. That temperature control is and always will be one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree with that sentiment, then DFH Company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, sometimes referred to as the Players Club, for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Under Armour, Auburn is moving away from Under Armour and going to Nike.
What does that mean?
Well, I mean, listen, here's the thing, man.
Doesn't Nike own Under Armour already?
Here's the thing with Louisville. I did tweet Adidas yesterday. Carter Knox decommitted, who's an Adidas athlete. And I'm like, think we get a little help here?
Assigned Adidas athlete.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, you want to send one our way, Adidas? Hell, at this point, I don't care. Send him to Kansas. Just show me you got a pulse. Send him to Kansas. That's fine. I just want to see that you're still doing something. Give Keats some love. I don't care. Here's the thing, and I'll stick by what I've always said. You can't leave Adidas right now if you're Louisville. It'd be stupid. You're getting a huge payday. That payday won't be the same when this contract's up, though. Adidas is not going that route. You can look at the other pays that they've set mm-hmm. since then. That was brokered before, mm-hmm. you know. I do think Nike will make a play for Louisville. I think it's going to be a real conversation. I mean, I think Nike's made a play for Louisville. Actually, I know for a fact Nike's made a play for Louisville already. I wouldn't be shocked if they don't come to Louisville at the table and say, you know, hey, that or Adidas is going to have to pay up. I mean, hey, if Adidas, listen, at the end of the day, I would rather be Nike just because I know what Nike brings. Mm-hmm. Again, I've said it before. That's a one-way street. Yeah, guys don't sign with Nike.
You don't and go not to sign. Schools. You don't not sign because you're Nike.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll never have Nike chase someone away.
Yeah, that's an OG right there. That's awesome.
I saw him earlier. He came by and waved.
He's like, "What up, young fella?" All
right. I say that a lot more nowadays.
I know. I know. But yeah. Anyway, so but that's another school, man. Auburn. Under Armour.
I mean, so. Is there one? What is it, Texas A&M? Is that the only SEC school that's Adidas? Is it Mississippi State? Is it Mississippi State?
Mississippi State, right? Okay. Yeah,
not Texas A&M.
Probably
Mississippi Texas A&M. State. Is Texas A&M Nike? I thought they were Nike.
They used to be Adidas.
Okay,
so I think they're Adidas.
Mississippi State is the only one. I'm almost positive
Texas A&M's Adidas. Maybe they have a deal coming up, but I'm almost positive they are right now. You know, it's sad. I'm just thinking of all the boost that come out every year. I know Nike, because I know Miami, Louisville, Kansas, A&M.
Mississippi State.
I think are all NC State.
Is UCLA?
Indiana. No, UCLA went Jumpman.
Okay.
Yeah. Again, if Adidas is going to pay you big money.
North Carolina State, don't leave them off.
I said NC State. Okay. Oh, wow, Nick, check this out. New St. Louis coach Josh Hertz is hiring Merrimack assistant Phil Gaetano. Man. Dang it. God. We could have had him.
Is he going to hang on to this shirt stick?
We could have had Merrimack's guy here.
Because the more he does that, the more that he can distance himself from crying on the air when we hired Coach Kelsey.
We had... The Merrimack guy's been instrumental in Merrimack's success over the last... He's a terrific young coach. He's been on Joe Gallo's staff.
Joey Gallo.
God!
C-A-L-L-O. I'm Joey Gallo.
God! Why?
Well, speaking of coaches making moves, is it odd that nothing's been official yet?
What, with Cal?
Yeah.
No. I mean, yeah, yes and no.
Do you want Nikki to just go ahead and delete yesterday's show now?
No, because I still believe.
People, y'all, listen. Yesterday's show will be your one opportunity to catch us the foot insert squarely in mouth once Cal says he's not going anywhere.
I know, right? Well, he can't now. He's not going to be at Kentucky next year because Kentucky's already said, like, basically he hasn't.
They say they can't talk to others.
Yeah. So Kentucky's like.
He officially informs them, though.
But that's the point. Kentucky has kind of come out and said they were like, essentially, you're either going to come back or we're going to fire you with cause. Or you're either going to go to Arkansas or we're going to fire you with cause now because you broke your contract.
By talking to Arkansas.
But yeah. So it's like he's done there regardless. Yeah, I mean, you can't go back now. like they're not going to be like, oh, let's forget all that ever happened.
They'll be in a lawsuit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But he'll be coaching while they're in the lawsuit.
Yeah. We'll see if that happens.
He'll be coaching Kentucky during the lawsuit.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Antonio, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
Good morning, fellas. I just wanted, to say to all my Kentucky fans, please stop calling yourself the gold standard. I watched the gold standard last night. Mm. That looked like the gold standard to me, Hurley there's already been talked that a couple of the coaches have already said no. They know what's coming, Kentucky, and a bunch of money. I heard Hurley said no pretty much. Nate Oates came out. Jay Wright. Who's left? I'm just enjoying, fellas, watching that search go on while we already got, our guy in place. It's just enjoyable for me, but I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate the call. I mean, you can't argue that. I saw a stat that said, I think it was Kelly Dickey stat that said 25 years ago, UConn hadn't had one Final Four. And now they got like five championships.
Oh, well, Dan Hurley said it last night. He said the past, look, I mean, and I like that he said it. Hey, look, we don't have to, I'm going to say in the past 25 years, he was like UConn's maybe number one.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to argue.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to argue. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, they're rolling now, man.
Yep.
What do they got? Six championships now? Six national championships?
Was this the sixth one?
I think this is 6-1 for UConn. Yeah. Five. Yeah, so it's like, dude, you can't argue that, man. Like, they're in the past 25 years, UConn has been there with anybody. And Louisville's won a national championship in the past 25 years. And I would still say if you're doing a 25-year ranking, UConn's above Louisville. I mean, no doubt. And they probably would be number one. Duke. Maybe, what they've done is, and again,
that looked like a championship type of coach too.
Oh,
it looked like he can coach you.
I don't see any way, and I put this out on Twitter today. I said, here's my vulnerable Louisville fan coaching thing about Kentucky. I'm going to be vulnerable for a second. I said, Scott Drew and Bruce Pearl, I'll be honest with you, I think they'll do fine at Kentucky. Not real scared of either one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Again, doesn't mean Louisville would beat them every time. Just like, they're good. I said Dan Hurley would scare me, and he would be so hateable. Like the rivalry, you'd be like, I hate that guy. I hate that guy there. And Billy Donovan would make me cry just because. Like, not that I think he's necessarily going to be the end-all, be-all, because we just talked about it. the college game, even though he's been out of the college game long enough, he might have just missed you know what I'm saying? He might come back and be fine, you know, but that would still just, but I just, and I know what Hurley said last night that he wouldn't come in, and that's fine. Donovan Mitchell also looked right into a camera and was like, I'm coming back next year and win a national championship, and then got drafted. But I really don't think Hurley. To me, Hurley's next move is the Knicks or the Nets.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be paid massively.
I mean, why? Why?
And again, I swear to you, if you're a Kentucky fan, I'm really trying to... I'm being rational here. I don't do this very often, but I really am taking my rival, because I'm telling you, if they hired him, I would be like, my God, I hate this. But Kentucky, you hired Dan Hurley, they're going to want a Final Four.
Immediately.
Yeah, year one. And
I'll tag Dan Hurley and say that.
Me too. I'll try to scare him off.
Yeah, just make sure you know.
But the thing is, okay, Kentucky might offer him 14. Well, UConn's going to offer him 9, 10.
I'm going to make an account called Made for the Lex.
Yeah. Big Kentucky fan here. I hate you. Would say.
Yes.
I don't want to say. Threats. I don't want to say D threats because Nick here.
No, listen.
It's not telling what he'll say.
If I ever get, if like I ever
Steve
do,
Steve's giving death threats on the radio.
What did I do today?
If I ever
just
do anything,
so low hanging fruit, and I can't, and I would never. I have way too much respect to ever make fun of Bob, so I just have to do it to Nick.
If I do something to get in trouble,
kidding, man.
I need
love you.
Yeah.
If I ever do anything to get in trouble,
I got you.
Actually, I need both of you.
Uh huh.
I need, go to your fake accounts, go to your burners. I need one D threat from at least each of you.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
At least one.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way I'm going to turn into the victim.
I'll give you 3 D threats. I'll be like, you're going to take this. It's my threat.
You give me D. I need D threats. Because listen, haven't we learned that?
Oh, okay, death threats. Okay, never mind. I'm sorry.
Let it happen.
Yeah, I was I was a little confused too.
Full Paul Rudd.
So listen, the only way you can get out of a situation, is turning to the victim.
No, I agree.
I'm getting threats.
Nobody deserves it.
Yep.
Period.
Yeah. So listen, I just need one on social media record. I can screenshot it. See, I'm tagged in it.
Yeah.
Share it.
And boom, there you go.
Everybody knows where you live. So you don't have to worry about that.
Problem is, Steve and I are going to forget and use our actual accounts.
Don't get caught.
No, but seriously, man. I mean, Hurley's coming, and the timing works. He's not leaving 24 hours after winning a national championship, you know. And I just think for me, man. I mean,
UConn would not let him go from UConn to Lexington.
He's a made man.
UConn would not let Hurley go to Lexington. What do we have to do to sweeten the pot?
Yeah, it's and again, you heard him when he said, ask my wife if we're moving. It was like, he ain't going nowhere. Yeah. But again, I do think Dan Hurley would be a great fit at Kentucky, but he's a great fit at UConn.
He's a perfect fit at UConn.
And the next place
UConn knew he was a perfect fit up there when they hired him.
Right. And the next place for him to go, man, is the NBA. I don't know that he will, but I'm saying that's the obvious next step, because he's the next Jim Calhoun. You know, I mean, he's there. Like, he's a lifer at UConn. UConn, especially if you're from there. Like, for me, I'm like, well, God, I'd much rather live in Lexington than UConn.
Yep.
That's me.
Yeah.
He's from there.
This is a more comfortable environment. Roger, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, I just got one question, and we get to go babysit the grandbabies. But how would your dream game be? How would you like to see our 2013 title game that we played be against this UConn team? And I'll hang up and see what you guys think about that.
I appreciate the call. Good question.
Well, and they mentioned it yesterday on the broadcast, which was perfect.
Last one seed.
Yeah, the last overall number one seed to win the national championship was Louisville in 2013. And I mean, I'll say it, and that's the thing about UConn this year. when you're the number one overall seed, like, I did not have fun in that tournament. I'm joking. I mean, obviously, I had fun traveling. I had fun in the tournament. But every game was like a, okay, put it this way. Round one to the final four was, until you played Michigan, it felt like you had not much to gain and everything to lose. Once you got the championship game, it's like, okay, you lose in the championship game.
It is what it is.
That's life, man. But every game felt like, okay, you win it. It's like, good job. Oh, don't lose the next one. Don't lose the next one. You know, and it was like, you win it. You're like, yeah, oh, don't lose the next one. You know,
out of all the things you can talk about, and Roger, I will answer your question. Out of all the things you can talk about, the impressive nature of what UConn did, their demeanor of trying to play flawless basketball, their demeanor on repeating. They had a repeat championship demeanor the whole time, and they looked like they had a goal, and it didn't, okay, it didn't look fun. It looked focused.
Yeah.
The way they played. Yes. So, yeah, to win a championship, and they lost three guys to the pros last year.
Yeah.
So they went back-to-back. They talked about it. Billy Donovan talked about it. He said, I brought my whole team back.
Yeah.
But, you know, pretty much. This team is new. So, you know, got a core piece or two, but, yeah. Dream game scenario, Gorgie, Montrez is punching all over Klingon. Gorgie's muscling him around. They're complaining about officiating. Luke is going to be Luke.
I mean, let's not overstress. I mean, in the national championship game that year, we beat a team with all five starters playing pro.
Playing the league.
And our names.
Mm-hmm.
Like Trey Burke and Mitch McGarry and Caris LeVert and Tim Hardaway Jr. and Glenn Robinson Jr. and Nick Stauskas. It was like, they were loaded.
I'm putting their guards on our guards right now. Hold on. Boy, I love that. Big boy. It was a big guard. I love the freshman.
Castle.
Golly.
And Castle. I'm giving you, though, a junior Wayne Blackshear from Chicago, D'ing him up. You know what I'm saying? Or Russ. You know, I'm putting Russ on him.
Is Shane getting the big boy in foul trouble, or is he just punching everything
out? Oh, he's got to deal with Gorgie. And here's the thing. When Klingon goes out, Louisville could bring in SVT. Louisville could bring in, you know what I'm saying? Like Louisville could go.
I like
the
backup too, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. The wiry, bouncy dude. No, I don't disagree.
No, it's just a great matchup.
We'd win by 20.
Ish.
If we felt like it. If we felt like taking our foot off the gas. We piss excellence. We beat everything.
Put that banner back up.
No, that'd be a heck of a game. Honestly, that'd be a heck of a game.
Yeah, prisoner of the moment versus.
I just think we beat everybody.
Because we did it.
That team, yeah, I'm like, that team had no weakness. That's why they won a national championship. But usually the team that wins the national championship has very little to no weakness. Or Anthony Davis. One of the two.
Rolling along, 93.9 The Ville.